Chapter 2. No Ordinary Hijacking. NIADS, Rome, New York, 8:38 a.m. Although Bob Marr took the initiative and ordered the Otis Alert aircraft to battle stations within a minute of learning about the hijacking, he does not have the authority to scramble fighters to intercept a hijacked airliner. That approval must come from the Secretary of Defense. He reports up his chain of command to his boss, Major General Larry Arnold, at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida, who will then seek the higher authorization through the rest of the chain of command. Arnold is the commander of the whole continental U.S. NORAD region, the CONAR, as well as commander of its air component, 1st Air Force. In that capacity, he's in charge of all 14 alert NIADS fighters across the country. When Marr calls Arnold, it has been 14 minutes since American 11 took its turn south. The general is on a teleconference with senior NORAD staff, so Marr leaves an urgent message that he's dealing with a hijacking and requesting a call back. Meanwhile, down on the NIADS ops floor, the three operational groups are furiously going through their hijack checklists. With the Otis jets prepped to scramble, the surveillance techs know they've got to locate American 11 fast, otherwise the weapons team has no instructions to pass on to the fighters. But the NIADS radar equipment is different from that used by air traffic controllers. It's much older, developed in the 1970s and brought into use by NIADS in the early 1980s. The system was designed to monitor the shoreline for incoming high-altitude threats, missiles coming from across the ocean. Slow and cumbersome, and not nearly as user-friendly as more modern equipment, the NIADS monochromic radar displays are not designed to take internal FAA radar data or to identify radar tracks originating from inside the United States. The system offers little, if any, such low-level coverage over the country. To identify American 11, the surveillance and ID techs must go through a grueling process. Their radar scopes are filled with hundreds of radar returns, not just from aircraft, but from weather systems, ground interference, and what's called anomalous propagation, false returns caused by conditions.